The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Ben Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hi, Ben.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today's topic is an interesting one. It is the Expanded Food and Nutrition Education Program, known as FNEP. It's a federally funded nutrition program for limited resource youths and families through the Cooperative Extension Services throughout the nation, and right here through Cornell Cooperative Extension, Ulster County. And our guest is Mary Brimmer. Mary is the nutrition educator for the FNEP Family Wellness Program at Cornell, and she brings a licensed master's in social work degree from the university in Albany to her role, along with a passion for community building and food access through experiential learning, goal setting, skill building, and more. Mary aims to support Ulster County families in their personal health and wellness journeys. Welcome, Mary.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Mary, let's begin, if you would, by telling our listeners exactly what the FNEP Family Wellness Program is and how it works and so on.
Sure. So the FNEP Family Wellness Program is a weekly nutrition workshop series that we offer here through Cornell Cooperative Extension. They are located all throughout the state, but I am the nutrition educator for us here in Ulster County. FNEP, as Ben had mentioned, stands for the Expanded Food and Nutrition Education Program. This program is a little different than what you typically hear with the SNAP Ed program, as we work directly with resource-limited families, and we offer it in a series format. Mm-hmm. So typically this takes place for 8 to 10 weeks and is really founded in the evidence-based practice of utilizing the dietary guidelines, utilizing the MyPlate standards, the physical activity guidelines for Americans, and working with families around goal setting to implement that information.
Mm-hmm. And who can participate in the program, or is it just open to anyone?
Yeah, so there's a few different subcategories that exist underneath our overall title of resource-limited families. So that would be any adults who are raising children under 18. These adults and families need to be eligible for SNAP, WIC, or other federal assistance programs. This could also be someone who is breastfeeding or pregnant, as well as an 18 to 25-year-old who is financially independent or living independently. I also go into school districts often or other youth groups and provide nutrition education in those settings as well.
Mm-hmm. So is it, just to better understand it, so is it centered around preparing the food primarily, or does it get into shopping, what to look for when you're shopping for food? What the nutritional value is of different foods, and then how to prepare those foods in interesting ways? Or is it all of the above?
It's really all of the above and more. I really try to cater the curriculum to the individual that I'm working with, because I have a variety of topics that I could offer. So some families might come in and be more interested in learning about budgeting, and they're already a great cook in the kitchen. Or someone might come in and just want to learn about how to have better nutrition overall. So we could pick a curriculum that fits them better.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's you hear it over and over again, people saying, you know, I can't afford nutritious food. I need to stick with the cheap processed food because that's, you know, stretches my budget and whatever. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge for many of us. This program is really based on the idea of helping families eat healthy and be active while on a limited budget. So it takes into account all of those barriers and the resources available to them as well. We often build a community together and are able to share resources with one another about ways to strategize at the grocery store or local food pantries that might be of benefit to another group member. So there's really a lot of different topics that come out of the classes.
Mm-hmm. And I remember our friends at ShopRite, I think they still do this. They have a registered dietitian on staff at every store who conduct shopping tours for individuals and families who want to, along similar lines of shopping for more nutritious, high value foods and doing it on a budget. Do you ever accompany your clients or groups on shopping trips? Just out of curiosity.
I haven't done it thus far, but it is certainly an option. I would absolutely love to do that. There really is a lot of information that we're taking in when we're going to a grocery store, and a lot of different really psychological factors that come into play when we're making decisions involving the placement of products, the music, the lighting, how things are arranged. So we can talk about all those things as well as some of the pricing strategies in order to save the most money and really pick the most nutritious foods for your family.
Yeah, I remember one takeaway I remember is shop the perimeter. that's what all the nutritious stuff is. But I'm sure it's different. I'm sure that's not the case. But that was the one thing, I don't know why that was a takeaway for me. But anyway.
Mary, I do have a question for you. You know, certainly we've come to emphasize increasing fruits and vegetables and diets and adding more whole grains and limiting the amount of red meat and so forth, or processed dairy, or not necessarily processed dairy, but processed meat products, et cetera. How do you overcome perhaps some predetermined ideas about nutrition, or perhaps, you know, incorporate some cultural preferences into the recommendations to make it more tasty, so to speak, to folks who may have a certain preference for certain spices or certain food items? Do you work with them in terms of making it as culturally appropriate for them as possible and still maintain, you know, the healthy diet concept?
Yeah, certainly. I think that each of our lessons utilizes the My Plate model. Uh-huh. And with that comes a lot of flexibility in the options that you can choose for what you decide to put on your plate. I can explain a quick little visual so that everyone can close their eyes and imagine what the plate looks like. But half of the plate is made up of fruits and vegetables. And these can be fresh, frozen, or canned. We talk about some of the strategies that you could use if you're going to pick something that isn't fresh, like picking low-sodium canned vegetables. We also talk about the different protein options. So that could be plant-based or animal-based protein. And that makes up about a quarter of your plate. And then the other quarter is for your grains. And aiming to have half of your grains be whole grains. And there are so many grains out there. And grains make up a big amount of servings that we need to have in our day. So ensuring that people are getting enough fiber in their diet by having those whole grains to eat. On the side, we typically see the cup of dairy. A lot of folks don't eat dairy or drink dairy anymore. So we would recommend soy products in the place of that because it has similar calcium content and vitamin D content to dairy. If they were going to have dairy, we would recommend they opt for a low-fat or fat-free dairy option. And in terms of animal protein, we would recommend those lean sources of protein. And overall, trying to reduce sugar, salt, and fat content. The more processed foods that you incorporate into your diet, the more you're building up each of those items that can have, you know, a long-term effect on your health and increase your risk of things like heart disease or diabetes or other health conditions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mary, can you tell us, take us through a typical class, what that might look like, so people can kind of get a little bit of a, you know, taste of it, so pardon the pun.
Yeah, I like the pun. So every class can look very differently because our program has really evolved to be able to adapt to the needs of the learner. So this means they can be offered online, they could be on a one-on-one or a group basis, or they can be in person as well. So there's a lot of flexibility to pick a location and also to pick a curriculum that works for them. However, generally, when we have a class, we follow a set structure. So in the beginning, we would have an introduction where we're discussing how we did with our health goals the past week, getting to know each other's perspective on the topic for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we add new information and talk about the specific topic for the week and go into hands-on activities to apply that new knowledge to really solidify it. We also have a food activity or a demonstration, as well as a physical activity, and then we end with some goal setting.
Mm-hmm. And so for someone just starting out or might not, you know, be worried, maybe I won't be able to, you know, absorb it all or participate. It's pretty welcoming, user-friendly, is it not?
Yes, very user-friendly. Anyone of any ability can come on in. You don't have to already have knowledge of how to cook. You can be at any place in your nutrition journey. And a lot of us, you know, we learn about nutrition very young, and we learn from different people and navigate different health conditions in life. So this is a good refresher course as well.
Sounds good. Mary, we wanted to learn a lot more about this. Sounds really, really cool. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs. Life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation.
Better lives.
Together.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Mary Brimmer, who is a nutrition educator for the FNEP Family Wellness Program at Cornell Cooperative Extension in Ulster County. Mary, during the break, we were talking a bit more about the ages of the folks who participate in your program, you know, how young, and also, you know, how you would engage them in terms of the maybe food preferences that they may have come to you with and how better to prepare them, et cetera. Could you just elaborate a little bit more on all of that about the program itself?
Yeah. Primarily, we are focused on helping to implement healthy habits that families can incorporate into their lifestyle. So that means working both with the parents, but also working with children as well, because parents are really setting those early models for their children around healthy habits involving food and activities. So I primarily work with adults who are raising children, but I also can work with adolescents in youth groups, so adolescents, and I can also work with individuals who are breastfeeding or pregnant. In one case, I did work with a teenager who was pregnant as well. So really working with the individuals who are making the food decisions either for themselves or for their entire household. I can also go into school districts and work with grades 3 through 12, and there's different curriculum for each of those grades.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Mary, how has the program been received in the community now that you've been doing it for a while? And what impact do you think it's had?
So far, I think I've had a positive impact. I'm new to the Hudson Valley area and started this position about a year ago. So my first few months, I was just getting acquainted, doing some training. And then from there, really reaching out to different agencies in the community. We're still emerging from a time of being disconnected from one another. And so there is a lot of enthusiasm about getting back out there and working on different skills and building up our community. So I think that it's been very successful for me. I've had the privilege of working with about 140 youth so far. And I want to say around 25 adults.
Nice. Yeah, you know, and you mentioned before, you know, that community building aspect of it. I think that's so important. We know in the public health world, you know, more and more dialogue is around the importance of social connectivity and community as, you know, as a major influence on individual and family health and wellness.
So Mary, really is there a cost to participants of any kind?
No, the program is absolutely free.
Nice.
That's good to know.
Nice. And so, right, before we give specific information on how families can sign up and where listeners can go for information, are there any other resources that you recommend to families to improve their health and wellness even beyond your program? I mean, do you get into, you know, a little bit of coaching or counseling in that respect?
I am unable to give specific general nutrition advice, but we do collaborate a lot with different community partners. And so I always have a lot of different flyers and information to educate people about the resources in their area as well. We also have a lot of different programming here at Cornell Cooperative Extension Ulster County in our Healthy Teams Healthy Communities team alone. We have a farm to school program. We have a SNAP ed educator. We have a healthy schools and communities individual who is going into schools and working on their policies around nutrition and wellness. We also have a climate resiliency and disaster preparedness individual as well. So there's really a lot that's going on with our program.
Nice. Sounds like you're well integrated into different types of services that are all, you know, certainly important in the overall life and wellness of our community.
Yeah, Cornell Cooperative does great work in our community. We're really grateful for it. And so how do families sign up? Where do they go if they're interested?
So my initial go-to is just to contact me. My email address is mmb335@cornell.edu, or you can give our office a call at 845-340-3990. My extension is 326. But I also post flyers on our social media account, on our website, and just distribute them all throughout the community. So if you're looking for upcoming programs, you might see some flyers at the local library or hear about them through other sources as well.
Mm-hmm. And so that goes for just listeners who generally just want to learn more about your program and some of the other services and programs that Cornell offers. Do you have that website address handy, or do people just search for Cornell Cooperative Ulster County?
Yeah, so our website is ulster.cornell.edu.
Okay, great. And give your email address and phone number one more time, if you would.
Okay. My email is mmb335@cornell.edu. And you can reach me at 845-340-3990, extension 326. You can also check out our other resources here at Cornell Cooperative Extension Ulster County at ulster.cce.cornell.edu.
And can folks, you're in the Kingston Plaza is your office, right? So folks, if they happen to be in the neighborhood, can stop by and pick up information there as well?
Yes, you can stop by at any time. We have some wonderful administrative staff who are here to welcome you and have a lot of resources for you here.
Sounds great. And finally, any special events coming up that you'd like to highlight for listeners?
Yes, so I actually have a couple different summer programs coming up, but if either of these don't work for your schedule, like I said before, you're welcome to contact me. We can set up a series specifically for you online, in person, in the community. One of my series will be a parent and child cooking class held at the YMCA of Kingston. This will be from July 19th to August 30th, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. So each of the series just meets for 1 hour per week for a total of 8 to 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. However, graduates, in order to graduate the program, participants need to attend at least 6 classes. If you do graduate the program, you receive a certificate of completion, an FNAP cookbook, and a goodie bag of some different kitchen tools. Or if we have some external funding, sometimes we are able to give away some larger things like an air fryer or some other kitchen appliances.
Wow, sounds good. Sounds like fun too. Well, Mary, you know, it's great that you're doing this work out there, and you and your colleagues at Cornell Cooperative Extension, always a big plus for our community. We certainly need, you know, from our perspective as the health department, you know, government cannot and should not do it alone. It really takes a community, and we really do need to improve our health outcomes, you know, with respect to heart disease and diabetes and so on. So thank you so much for your great work, and we really appreciate your being here.
Yes, thank you, Mary.
And that's about all the time we have for today, and you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.